Good evening. This is Stephen Otero speaking, and you're listening to Mondo Eros live on bbsradio.com. And we have a very fascinating guest with us tonight. And we also have a really, I think, intriguing and interesting topic. Well, many topics we'll talk about tonight, but our main topic is how to have a hot love life in your midlife. And I'm assuming that would be intriguing and interesting and fascinating for all the baby boomers out there who are listening to the broadcast. It certainly is for me, since last week I hit the big 5-0, so I certainly am included in that category. And our guest here tonight to help us talk about this and discover more is New York City, and I have to unfortunately say Maui's as well. We have to share her with Hawaii. Our own Queen of Tantra, Carla. Yes, the Queen of Tantra. You were the first, the original, and the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Steve, for appreciating me. I really appreciate you as well. You've done so much to bring knowledge of sexuality and fulfillment out there. So is that okay if I introduce myself now?
Absolutely. How could it not be?
So anyway, I'm Carla Tara, intimacy expert, and I coach couples how to have fulfilling relationships and make sex interesting, juicy, creative, no matter at what age. So you're right, you know, it's easy to have great sex, I mean, at least a lot of sex when you're young, not great sometimes, but as you're getting older, it becomes more an art.
Yes.
And it becomes much more fulfilling emotionally on all levels. And so today, yes, I'm going to focus on people, they call it in midlife or baby boomers. And as you know, Steve, I told you the truth, my age is, I'm 65 years chronologically. But when the doctors took exams of me and stress tests and all of that, they said that I am biologically 45. Wow. That means I believe that great sex keeps me young. And I want baby boomers out there to feel the same way.
Well, I want to commend you for your courage. And I can attest by having known Carla, seeing her, it's really hard to believe that you're 65. You're certainly no 65-year-old that I've ever seen or met.
Yeah, definitely I don't feel it, and I really enjoy sex now much, much more than I was younger. I had more inhibitions, and now I'm completely free about myself, and I can ask for what I want and get it, and so I'm encouraging people to do that.
Well, isn't that a lot of that you discuss? You wrote a wonderful book called The Confessions of a Tantric Tango Dancer?
Confessions of a Tantric Tango Dancer. Yeah, in that book, I mean, people should really read it, because I'm giving out secrets of techniques, tantric techniques that makes you better lovers and gets you higher in ecstasy. And besides,
now,
the story of my life.
The book is available on Amazon?
It's on Amazon.com now, and soon is going to be on my new website, babyboomers.com, and and it's going to be downloadable if people don't want to buy it through Amazon. They can buy it through my website.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, thank you for asking. And I also have another book out now, which is absolutely amazing, and it's The Secret of the Ocean Breath Revealed, The Key to a More Orgasmic Life. And people will love that. That's downloadable as well.
Is that also available on Amazon?
No, not yet at Amazon. It will be available on my website. As soon as it comes up, the second week in July, the new website is going to come up just for baby boomers.
Okay, and that one is called?
And that one is called boomingrelationships.com.
Wow.
Booming because you'll want to, you know, have fireworks. boomingrelationships.com.
But you also have currently, you do have websites that are currently up.
Oh, yeah. My main website is onetantra.com. One is the number. Tantra, everybody knows how to spell it, .com. Okay, onetantra.com.
Yeah.
And then I have another one called carlatara.com with my name.
Yes,
okay?
I have to say that they are really beautifully designed websites.
Thank you so much, yeah.
I have them already bookmarked. I'm looking at them right now. I have them in my tabs. And I'm looking at Carlatara, the intimacy expert. And also, this I think is also important that we, you know, what's going to make this show so easy is just looking at your articles and your topics. And all I have to do is just ask you about
them. I am so glad you read my articles, Steve. I'm very happy. But you said that you are now 50 years old. You are welcome to the baby boomers now.
Yes.
And yes, so I'm thinking that you might be the first person who is very, very interested in this. And I would like
Absolutely.
To know from you, what do you know about your friends about how they believe in old age or not old age and stuff like that? Because there are lots of myths out there, and
yeah.
I would like to enlighten the audience about how powerful it is to become mature, retaining youthfulness inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say that, you know, I have pretty good inspiration working at Sexy Spirits, just watching Anton.
Yes. yeah, we are colleagues more than anything, right? That's fantastic. So welcome to the great age.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job.
But I also look, I like here in the listing of articles, you also have about financial abundance and sexual expression.
Oh, financial abundance goes together with sexual abundance. Like
yeah.
the more energy you can produce in your body, the more energy you can put behind thoughts that you might want to pursue in order to become more abundant. You know, thoughts by themselves without energy behind it are not very powerful.
Yeah.
So what I recognize is that financial and also sexual abundance go together.
So when you're speaking of this, about thoughts and
mm-hmm.
creating energy, are you also referring to what's known as sex magic?
Well, you can call it sex magic. It's not really magic, although people want to believe in magic. It's a technique that attracts what you really put the energy behind. It's not magic, but it's similar to magic. It really is. Once you put an intention and then you have great sex and put the energy of sex behind that intention, it comes to you so fast. You don't even, yeah, that's very, very important.
Well, I have to say that I have to believe that because I have seen videos of your wonderful home in Hawaii.
Oh, thank you. You saw my home in Hawaii. That's great. Yeah, that
I
was
saw a video once that Anton had shot a shot of you cooking in the kitchen.
Anton shot a video of me cooking in the kitchen and never showed it to me. I better go and see it. Anyway, it's wonderful. And that was the result of sex magic. I first visualized it in my own sexual energy. When I orgasm, I send that energy out. And I created the image of the temple, and it became to happen. You know, it just happened. Of course, after the image came the work to prepare
yeah.
it, but the abundance came through with it. During that time, I was seeing like 5 to 6 clients a day, 2 hours each, teaching them how to become sexual masters. And so, that temple came from that. You know, it's very, very interesting because it came from contributions that people gave to me for giving them the present of a fantastic sex life.
And I know also that you're also teaching a yoga class now called Goddess Yoga. Is that correct?
Ah, the Goddess Yoga class. Well, you were very well informed. I have been doing very successful, actually, because, you know, it's not as boring as yoga, but it gives you a lot of the same results. Plus, it's much, much better for lovemaking, to achieve lovemaking position and having movement in the hips. The yoga is kind of like only stretching. My goddess yoga includes spirally movements, hip movements that really help becoming great lovers, especially in intercourse.
Now, in addition to the work you do with couples, the work that you do with individuals,
mm-hmm.
you also teach workshops where you train people to teach Tantra.
Those are my favorite ones, because then I can share with men and women who want to do this inspired work what works and what doesn't, you know. And it's very exciting to see that the transformation that happened in these people who want to teach, they become themselves so powerful just because I teach them how to use the energy, not just for healing, but for transforming. Yeah.
And where are these classes given?
I'm going to give the classes in autumn. I haven't put down the dates yet because I'm very busy this summer. But I will tell you as soon as possible. But people can always come to my website and look at the dates. I always update my websites.
Oh, fantastic. Yes.
But, yeah. And I also
yes, I'm looking at it right now. I can see you. You're going to have on July, you'll have the introduction to Tantra.
God, you're so informed. I have the introduction to Tantra at the New York Open Center, and that's really a wonderful introduction. People have so much fun during the day. They come in, strangers from the street, and they walk out hugging, happy, you know, laughing together. They go out to eat after a while together. Couples that probably never, you know, saw each other before, they become friends during the day because I create exercises that cut through the defenses. You know, we all think that other people are dangerous or something. And they see in the workshop that we all have the same sensitivity, that we all want pleasure and love and joy. And so I give them permission in a safe, safe space to feel all of that.
Mm. Well, I just looking at all the wonderful things you do, I just sort of an idea just popped in my head. Would you ever be giving something like a tantric cooking class?
That's so funny, a tantric cooking class. That would be fantastic. And as a matter of fact, it is an art. One of the 64 arts of Tantra is the art of presenting food in a way that it is really exciting to the senses. And so giving each other morsels of wonderful food, if you go on for several hours of lovemaking, is fascinating. And how you present it, the eyes want to see the beauty of the plate, you know, and the smells, you want to put stuff there. And especially fruit, you don't want to eat an apple when you're lovemaking because you have to chew. You want you want to buy some beautiful berries that just kind of can be squashed in the mouth and just perhaps even exchanging juices mouth to mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember a conversation we once had when we were talking about Italian cooking, Italian food, and you were saying about how more refined the cooking can be than, you know, let's say the traditional, what we're used to here in New York.
Oh, yes, absolutely. For me, it's very difficult to find a good Italian restaurant because I grew up with really good cooking, and it's very refined, and just the balance of the spices, it's really very sexy, actually, you know, and looking, if you use extra virgin olive oil, just the word virgin, and lemon and all of that stuff, I mean, that's really wonderful, yeah, and the olives are very sexy, too, you know. It's wonderful, yes.
Now, what part
and
of
you
Italy
know,
did you
I know
grow?
That your favorite food is, I think, some sort of pasta. You know, what is it called?
Yes. The pasta that I'm always looking for that no one seems to know about is the pasta bianco, the pasta with the bechamel sauce.
Oh, I can make it for you. Pasta and bechamel? It's my, I can make it for you. No problem. This is part of the...
Oh, I'll be very happy.
Okay. Bechamel.
It's the pasta that Michele Capuzzi made in his movie.
Yes.
I never had pasta like that before. It was like, oh my God, this is like it's so rich.
I think Michele gave you a recipe for it, and I'd be willing to just make it for you. Let me know when. Thank you.
Yeah, because I've sent him so many different recipes about it and about the origins of it. He goes, oh my God, you're incredible. Are you fixated on the bechamel?
You are fixated on the bechamel. It's wonderful. Well, it's good to have fixations if they are fun, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Also what I'm interested also in your personal journey and how you overcame let us say, growing up in Italy, growing up with Catholicism.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for recognizing that. That's also described in my book, Lessons from a Tantric Tango Dancer. By the way, you know that I'm dancing tango also, right?
Oh, yeah.
After I finish working during the day, then I go out dancing at night. So you see the energy that I can have. But, yes, this is a good question. How can I... teach Tantra when I came from a religion that really forbids sex.
Yes.
But the religion that forbids sex, a powerful energy like sex cannot be suppressed. It has to come up. So in those villages, since sex was thought of as a mortal sin, nobody was doing it outside, you know, in a visible way, so everybody was doing surreptitiously, and there was a lot of sexual abuse. Mm. And so healing that was amazing, because then even helping people who have sexual problems becomes much, much easier for me, since I healed myself first. Yeah, it took quite a while. It took a while, and my persistency and my saying, I grew up in the Alps with nature, and I was seeing animals innocently really connecting with themselves, and in spring when the flowers come up, it's so sexy, and I said, nature is sexy, how can that be bad? And I never believed the religion, I actually didn't. So when the abuse happened, I just left the village, and goodbye, I never went back there. I was 13 years old when I left my village.
Wow.
Yeah. I was very certain, even from childhood, that sexual energy was good. It was not bad. It was just the people who have perverted ideas about sex and who do it with children, you know, they don't have a choice.
Oh,
but
yes,
if there are two consenting adults, there is nothing that cannot be done.
Now, in the journey of life, you must have studied many different philosophies. What was the most helpful to you?
I tell you something, nothing made sense to me fully until I read a book on Tantra.
Mm.
Because Tantra says that sexual energy is a gift from God, and we can use it actually to reach enlightenment, not just to have a good time during life. We don't have to sacrifice our whole life to go to heaven. You are creating heaven on earth with sexuality, and then you are much closer to orgasm because you dedicate all that beautiful energy to the good of everybody. Like if I have had a great night of sex, in the morning, I'm going to smile at the taxi driver. I'm going to smile in the store when I stop. I'm going to spread joy, you know. And so and Tantra was saying that it is a fantastic energy that we need to cultivate and use responsibly and share as much as possible.
And what teachers or writers had an influence on you?
Well, Osho was a crazy man, but he really brought Tantra to the West. Osho was saying, if you, I loved him, The Book of Secrets by Osho, yeah. I would recommend it to anybody, because he has such great view of life. He was saying, if we thought that seeing that the eyes are bad, then everybody would have problems with the eyesight. And you know what I mean? So if you think that sex is bad, of course we have problems with sex. And he was seeing so many beautiful things, and love is not owning somebody, is giving complete freedom and be completely free inside of you to enjoy each other without tracking each other, without doing all the games that people play, you know, in the intimacy arena. Yeah, he made such a difference in my life.
Now you've done, you have seen, you have participated in many healings that are the result of Tantra.
Yes.
Now, prior to your work as a tantrika, what were you?
I was a psychotherapist, actually trying to understand the craziness of my village. Mm-hmm. I was driven practically to understand the psyche, the soul, the spirit, how we think, how we feel, and I became a psychotherapist. And and I did psychotherapy for over 10 years before I got really tired, because I was tired of listening to the same stories all over again, you know, few changes. And after I started doing Tantra, the energy that I'm producing in the Tantra with these people, and then I say to them some words they wanted to hear in that moment of healing, and they hear it with that big energy that we have created, the shift comes right away. So most of my clients tell me that my sessions have changed their lives. So that, and I don't have to wait for years. Two or three sessions are enough.
Wow,
you know? I'm saying to people, they're saving time by taking Tantra. Time, and they learn to really enjoy life. That's the best investment you can make.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Were you a traditional Freudian psychotherapist?
No. I was an eclectic psychotherapist, and especially I loved William Reich. William Reich understood the body-mind connection, and if there is anything wrong in the mind, there is a correspondent block in the body, and that's what I catch in the Tantra movement of energy. I know exactly where people have a block, and even by watching how they breathe, sometimes I know how to help them.
Mm.
Yeah.
I know that Osho spoke very highly of Reich. He called him a modern Tantric master.
Yes.
He even gave him posthumously. He made him a sannyani.
How wonderful! Yeah, I'm very glad. Yeah, I really think that Reich has given us such great gifts that we can use in the healing. Yes.
Well, he is like the godfather of all modern body workers.
He is the godfather of all body workers, but I don't want to call it even body worker, because it's always a body mind soul connection.
Yes.
It's never a body. It's not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
This is we're getting very, very eclectic right now.
I'm very eclectic. Yeah, I love to see all the points of view and then choose the best that works. I'm about
well,
results.
Well, I always. Like, did you ever watch the show called Frasier?
No. Could you tell me about that?
It was a show that ran for many, many years on television. It was about two psychiatrists who were brothers, one was a practicing psychotherapist. The other one had a radio show, And the one who was the radio show host was a strict Freudian.
Okay.
And his brother was a union.
Uh-huh.
And one day the joke was when the brother did the show, instead of the strict Freudian, he says, "I'm a union, so no blaming mommy today."
That's a good one. That's really a good one. That's great. Yeah, but Steve, I wanted to talk a little bit of, debunking some of the myths about old age.
Yes.
If you let me go back there.
Absolutely. Let's debunk them. What are the myths of aging?
There are lots of common myths about aging. The first one that I always hear people say, sex and passions are for the young. And actually what I realize is passion in midlife is a deeper, more mature, more inclusive of the rest of the life. It also lasts longer.
Yeah.
You know, when you're young, you're always fast, you want to do more, you have these big, fast directions. And when you're older, instead, the directions perhaps come a little slower, but my God, you become very smart because you know how to turn on the woman for a longer time, ride her wave of pleasure, and then have the greatest direction and the greater orgasm because you've been building up energy all along.
Yeah.
So I think that it's awesome that older men actually are better lovers sometimes than very young men.
Wes, well, it takes time for some men to, like, calm down and learn and not
down.
Be,
What was your experience when you were young and compared to now? Perhaps you can share yourself a little bit.
I would say that that sensation, more and more sensation, more and more becoming more and more refined, and just, you know, finding the touch of a finger going up my arm, going like to feeling like that, or let's say someone blowing in my ear more or less, and like feeling those kind of sensations.
Very well explained.
The feeling of sensation and the feeling when you're holding,
mm-hmm.
and just holding and with the slight, maybe a slight movement together, without before penetration or even without penetration, just
mm-hmm.
that is enough with the breathing, coupled with the
mm-hmm.
breathing. I can feel that, and to me it's like, you know, I'm very happy with doing that for like a couple of hours.
Yeah, I understand that perfectly. As a matter of fact, when you are connecting with the breath and you touch somebody, you can actually penetrate them, with a slighter touch, you can penetrate them on 7 levels deep,
yes.
down to the bone area. You feel it all over your body. So when you're young, you don't take that time, you know, to enjoy the savor the touch. You know, you're in a rush because you have this big erection and it starts to push you to finish. Instead, now you savor. You're becoming more like a connoisseur.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I was someone who never really wanted to rush. Anyway, I kind of always wanted to like savor the moment. Well, the truth is, I'm somebody who I have never had the problem of premature ejaculation. I'm the exact opposite.
You started correctly. You probably started with an older woman, didn't you?
I did with someone who was like 5 years older than me. That was my first.
Yes, you were very lucky because an older woman usually, women want to, they share what they know, you know, in a non blaming way. You know, they really are generous usually, and you attracted a woman that was 5 years older. And when you're young, 5 years is a lot of years. And she had 5 years more experience than you. And so you started off already right. Premature ejaculation happens only usually when you're young, when the woman doesn't know what she's doing either. So both of you don't know. And, you know, the chance is that there is premature ejaculation. So
well, the interesting thing about that experience was that she didn't believe me when I told her, you know, this is the first time. She said, it's impossible. She said,
oh,
I can't
wow.
believe that. She says, you're too good, and you know what you like. How can that be? I said, well, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah. Well, some people have already this tantric sense from the beginning of life. But
I think
many.
So.
So we are talking to the majority of people, Steve. And I think that the majority of people right now, young people, do fast sex
yes.
compared to older people. Okay? So it's very nice that you're not one of them. I'm very happy.
No,
I've never been
that. Never.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, why would I want to go fast? You know, it's like you know what? I want to mm-hmm. take it slow. Let's try this
mm-hmm.
position. Let's
mm-hmm.
try this. Let's change to that. You know, why would I want to, you know? And I could never understand it. But then again, I could never really mm-hmm. understand a lot of the typical male mentality,
yeah.
especially in the kind of the town of Italian American neighborhood that I grew up in. It's like, you know, I don't really understand all that.
Yeah. And Steve, something that really fascinated me when I read some studies saying that even oral sex, I mean, older people have more time to do oral sex, so they
yes.
do more of it. They can do hours of it sometimes. Honoring absolutely the woman on all levels. And when you're young, you know, just kind of oral sex is not that important. And sometimes
yes.
you don't even know how to ask for it. You know, you are embarrassed. Or when you're younger, the embarrassment goes down, way down, and you become much more creative, expansive, risking new things, wanting to know more about things, even playing with toys that
yes.
you are, right? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And discuss a little bit about that, particularly in its relationship to Tantra, is the use of toys.
Oh, well, Tantra says it doesn't really care how you start sexual energy flowing. So you can start watching porno if you want. You can start doing anything. You can play with toys. Once the energy is high, that's where you start lifting it up and circulating it into the heart and into the communication center, into the eyes, and communicate that. That's where you elevate it then to another level. But you start however you start. Tantra doesn't condemn anything. There are no sins. So
yes.
you can do, as long as there are two consenting adults, it can do S&M too. You know, it's very tantric. It's very
yes.
loving if S&M is done in a good way. So there are no, you know, it gives you complete freedom to be a grown-up. Tantra says, make your own decisions, respect
yes.
the other person, and do what you need and what you want. Correct?
Well, I remember one night I received a tantric spanking from a tantrika, and I have to say, it truly put me in my body.
It put you
really
in your body, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I really
yes,
felt myself
sure.
in the body.
I'm very glad you mentioned that, because most of us live in our mind, in the thought
yes.
system, you know. And once you enter this beautiful level of the body, where all the cells are just dancing inside and cooperate, doing millions of jobs in harmony and everything, you go into the body and you start becoming elevated. And sex becomes much powerful, deeper, and more fulfilling. Correct?
Yes, and I remember I had told this story to Baba Dez when he was visiting us a few years ago, and he looked at me, he says, and he put his hand above my head, he says, you know you're up here. You're up here
what
most of the
say?
Time.
What did he say? I didn't get it. What did
he
you
put
say?
His
what
hand,
did he, say?
He put his hand above my head.
Above
and he
your
said,
head.
You know you're up here. He says, you're not really in your body. I
wow.
said, I know. He says, well, at least as long as you know that. I said,
oh.
yeah. I said, I'm kind of like up here all the time. I said, and when I had that tantric spanking, I
yeah.
really felt myself in the body.
In the body. That's
and
fantastic.
He says, well, you know, you
yeah.
might need that to
yeah.
you know, get yourself into the body.
Absolutely. And there are lots of men and women who want that spanking in order to take them away from the head that they're always in. Absolutely. It takes them right into the body, and it increases the circulation, and circulation brings more energy and pleasure in the sex center as well as everywhere else. So that's really good.
Now, also, a massage could also accomplish the same thing, could it not?
Yeah. A soft massage can accomplish the same thing. It depends. Like, if a person is already half in the body and look into your eyes, they're present and so on, they don't need spanking. Mm-hmm. They need a nice, sensuous massage, right? So it
depends. I think that's sort of like I tend to have be in the mind, but also I have like a lot of racing thoughts.
Racing thoughts,
like a lot of like thoughts going through, a million thoughts going through my mind in a second. Mm. So the ability to calm, stay focused, mm-hmm. calm down, but also to get down in the body and mm-hmm. feel, and also be willing to do that.
Need to be willing to do that. Yeah, very good.
And be in the body and feel all that.
Mm-hmm.
Not go off into a movie or fantasy, but staying there.
Absolutely. And another thing that I wanted to mention before we close, definitely, is that the myth that once a woman gets into menopause, she is no longer she's sexually turned off. I think that it is more a decision. Some women have their menopause and they have the beautiful excuse to say, I'm closing shop.
Yeah.
They did their sex, the obligatory sex when they had to stay together for the children and all of that. But the obligation now is over and now they have the excuse not to have sex. Boom. And they close off. Because if the woman was to continue having great sex, she can take care of her dryness. There are lots of things that you can do for that. And actually, women who love sex, they say that they have the best sex after 40. After the age of 40, they really get powerful sex. Before, it's just, more, okay, well, I'll do it. But, older women co-create the sexual. They dance with you. They dance with the man in bed. You know, they move the hips. They respond. So I really want to encourage women out there, if they had any resentments with the husband, talk about them, do therapy, and get your sex back, because otherwise you become too old too soon.
Yeah.
Sexual energy, the hormones that are flowing through the body rejuvenate the body. They actually keep you young. When you have these hormones rushing through the body is kind of tricked into believing that you're young and behaves like that and produces stuff that it will produce when you're young. So, yeah.
What are some other myths that we can debunk as well?
Well, there are several. One of them is, once you start sex, you have to have an orgasm, right?
Yes.
And it is not true. You can have wonderful sexual energy, kissing, oral sex, massaging, spanking each other, do whatever you want to do, even starting the intercourse. And you can stop at any time if you're conscious and say, oops, I don't want to come right now. I want to keep it for later or until tomorrow and rush this energy through my body so that I tomorrow I have a more awesome ejaculation and a bigger orgasm, and I grow more in love with this person. But if you don't ejaculate all the time, you actually build up more love for this person.
Interesting, yes. Let's talk a little bit about that, because there's always these debates about whether or not a man should ejaculate or not.
Those shoulds I don't really like, because I believe that there is an infinite amount of energy in the universe, and it's how we use it. You know, when you're young and you have this very high sexuality, you can probably ejaculate every day, no problem. Mm. But when you're getting older, it takes a little longer to recoup that energy. And perhaps if you ejaculate, you might not be able to ejaculate for another half an hour. When you were 18, 5 minutes later, you were ready, you know? So, yes, it takes longer to build up. But once you ejaculate, you come down from this high energy level. And although before ejaculating, the woman was so important to you, it was after you ejaculate, you go, what's next?
Yes.
You know, and you think more, am I hungry, cigarette, whatever. But she becomes less interesting. However, if you don't ejaculate, you build up that energy and you desire that woman much, much more next time. And that's one reason. Secondly, as you are moving the sexual energy throughout the body, and the Taoists know it very well, you give all your organs a lot of rejuvenation, a lot of wonderful energy. You're flooding them with energy. Whereas otherwise you just deplete the body for that moment. It doesn't mean forever, but, you know, that's what I believe in.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It is definitely very important for men to know how to deal with their energy, how to move it. I wouldn't say control it so much. Mm-hmm. Because you need to also, if you control too much, you cannot really surrender into that ecstasy.
Yeah.
It's more learning to become bigger container for that energy. And instead of tightening up too soon, you start expanding your energy body so that you can fill it up more. And you don't have to control it so much.
And yeah, right. So it's not so much controlling, it's like directing it.
Directing it, yes. Directing it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know, somebody knows how to use their money properly. So learn how to use the energy properly as well. Invest it.
Yes.
Yeah, invest
it. That's a good, very good analogy.
I think so. I mean, sex and money, you know, that's what runs the world anyway. They're very connected. All the ads, even selling car, it's done sexually. There is this sexy woman there, you know, looking at this man in this beautiful car. And they use sex to sell anything, you know. So
well, I think especially in this country, but we have a lot of hang-ups about sex. We have a lot of hang-ups about money. And I think a lot of it comes from childhood training, religion.
Childhood training. Yeah, there is not enough money. There is not about this. It's all those beliefs. They're staying emotionally with you. Although intellectually you learn new stuff. Yes, you're growing older, and also you are an intelligent person. You read the newspapers, and you don't believe that. But emotionally, when it comes to something or investing, the person who grew up in a poor family, afraid of spending money, are really afraid of investing or afraid of many things.
Yeah.
The same thing, you know, people who are afraid of their own energy, they get rid of it as soon as possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what kind of tips can we give to our audience about how to have a hot love life at the midlife?
You know, the best tips that come to mind for me are always have fun. For instance, you can go to a restaurant sit at a restaurant and they believe that you don't even know each other and that you're really madly in love with each other, although you know each other for 20 years, right? Behave like you cannot keep your hands away from each other. It's so much fun. And then use your mind to visualize that you could crawl under that table and do some sexual stuff and use some imagination to turn yourself on. That's what I do a lot. And, you know, the other things that you can do, especially that's to do with newness. Create a new environment. Buy a new toy. Go for a walk in nature and have a picnic there. And then for dessert, have an hour of kissing. You know, that kind of thing. Everybody creates their own thing. Or you can even imagine that you are, you know, while you're cooking, you know, while you're, if the man is cooking, the woman is there fluffing him and caressing him, and it's like, that man is going to cook forever. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Be creative with it, you know, don't be so high. You know, once the energy starts flowing, then that's where you go into the heart and you connect and higher, and you get into ecstasy together, and that's their whole idea.
How important for a woman is lingerie?
How important for a woman is what?
Lingerie.
Lingerie? Oh, my God, yeah. Absolutely important, yeah. I love being naked. You know, I really do love. But when I put something flowing on, like a veil, almost a see-through, it increases my sexuality. Even putting on sexy stuff like garter belts and high heels and stuff, but for playing, I get turned on by just putting them on. It's the expectation of something completely new. Yeah.
Mm.
Lingerie embellishes the body, you know, takes away some of the little bit of defects. Women are very hard on themselves if they have,
yes,
like a little bulgy legs. The man doesn't even see it. It's just
no.
His energy. And the woman makes a big deal. Oh, my legs are too fat. Da-da-da. With a little veil on top of it, they themselves stop bothering each other, themselves, I mean, and criticize. They become more loving and soft with themselves.
What's a good...
Music is important, too.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes. Yes,
music,
how important is music?
An ambiance, definitely. And I have usually, I create different kinds of music. One for, you know, the beginning of the love play, one for the actual intercourse, and then one for the afterglow.
Mm-hmm.
You need to... I have three playlists, you know, like... and depending how long the foreplay is. The foreplay, I have a playlist for 2 or 3 hours of foreplay.
Wow.
But I can change to the other list right away if it lasts less than the 2 or 3 hours. You know what I mean? I'm flexible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you are very flexible from all the yoga.
The yoga makes me flexible, and my mind is flexible because I'm constantly learning new things.
Yes, that's another thing. Now, the constant learning, the exploring, investigating, it never stops, it never ends.
Yeah, and I think that that's an answer also to Alzheimer's and, you know, the mind getting stagnant and not moving anymore is because people have stopped searching and asking questions and learning and all of that. So
yes.
I think that that's an important thing that I would like to tell people my age, younger and older, to really use their mind, being creative and spontaneous. You watch children, you see how spontaneous they are,
yeah,
you know, and don't plan too much everything. Yes, you need to plan to have time together. Once you're together, be creative. Do whatever you comes to mind in that moment.
It's just spontaneous, spontaneity.
Yeah, yeah. The closer you are to a baby, you know, to how babies are, the better you are, because, yeah, babies don't have a lot of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see, oh, that man has a long nose, you know, I'm not going to smile at him.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's everything is energy and smile and all of that. If they are... hungry, they will scream. If they're happy, they will giggle. And they, you know, it's like be more real with each other, with the love person, the person that you love, be completely free. Like being.
Well, and looking at different examples of that, I would say probably, I would say that the Italians have given us a wonderful thing in La Dolce Vita.
La Dolce Vita. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I love that you really admire Italian cooking and Italian movies.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. Good taste. Yeah.
It's part of my heritage, and You know, I just...
I didn't know you're half Italian. Are you Italian?
Half Italian, yes.
Half Italian. And
half
what
Italian,
is the other half?
Half Spanish.
Spanish. Oh, my God. How can you miss?
Absolutely. So I
passion
I kind of have
is
the
impossible.
Best.
Yeah.
But I actually love the Italian cooking, and but also just the Italian way of life, la dolce vita, and the way of looking at things, and not hurrying, and just it seems to me like Italy is a very naturally tantric nation, with
yes.
the exception, of course, of Catholicism.
Of little villages lost in the Alps who never understand culture. But the Italian culture, especially in the cities, is so much more advanced. They take 2 hours lunch time. They
yes.
don't eat a piece of bread while they're walking on the street. You know, they take time to have a gourmet meal, and then they have a siesta for half an hour. Ah, then at night they can stay up and they love, right?
Yes,
but
absolutely.
It's work like yeah.
Well,
it's
especially when you look at the Italian Renaissance cultures and people like mm-hmm. Da Vinci and people like Michelangelo, there was a whole undercurrent, a whole, if you want to call it, a secret society that was very sexual, and that it was filled with the esoteric secrets that were, and so that was hinted at in both the book and the film, The Da Vinci Code.
Yes, the Da Vinci Code expressed that very well, yeah.
To show that, you know, that what the church was putting up was, first of all, was not truth anyway, but that there is another way. There's a way to enjoy life and that, you know, and that living it.
Yeah, well, I guess they condemn sex because if you take away this powerful sexual energy from people and then you have people that will come to church and pray all the time because they're afraid of God. Yeah. Pray and pay
yes.
them.
Pray and pay, yes.
Yeah.
You know, pay for indulgences and things like that.
Yeah, pay for indulgences, yeah. Yeah, no, that's so funny. No, I think that people are becoming smarter now about not believing in those restrictions. And the only thing that's missing sometimes is really education, sexual
yeah.
education. Because in school, well, what did they tell you? Use a condom, blah, 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 you know. But they don't teach you how to connect with another being.
Yeah.
How to, right? There is nothing.
Absolutely.
You cannot, you know. They teach math, science, everything else. But then you get married and you don't even know some people. I mean, some people come to me and they really don't know anything about sex. And they're married. And they said, oh, please help me. You know, I'm in trouble. My wife doesn't want to make love with me anymore. And then I say, you know, through the session, when they touch, they say, well, I understand why they don't know how to touch. They're rough. You know, they don't know. Not because they're bad. They have no education.
Right. Yes.
And they were not as lucky as you or somebody else who got really trained by somebody that knew how. So lots of ignorance out there. And I'm really happy that tantricas like me can contribute to helping people.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's that the tantrica movement, the dakini movement, I believe
the
it's dakini. Very, very important and necessary to help with the healing.
I've always been kind of ahead of my time. I was the first tantrika in New York, actually.
Yeah.
And Anton knows because he was looking for a tantrika to connect with, and we met and so on. So I'm really happy that this is now becoming much more known. Many people now use tantrikas, and I'm really happy about that.
Yes, yes, and that's why I've I have been aware of you for a very long time, long before I met Anton and started working at Sexy Spirits.
Before Anton? Really?
Yes, I remember reading about you because you had a center or a temple that was in Queens, actually.
Oh, Yes, I started actually in Queens. Yes, yes, yes. And the people in Long Island are angry that I moved to Manhattan.
Yes.
Because I had a lot of Long Island people coming to me at that time, yeah.
Well, I remember because you were featured in, I think it was either Nerve Magazine.
Wow.
They had sent someone.
I don't even know. Would you tell me? I need to know from you about the magazine that I was mentioned in because I have no idea.
It was actually a website, Nerve.com, and they sent one of their writers to you I think he was an Englishman, to learn to have better sex with his girlfriend.
No kidding. You're right. I remember.
And he wrote about it, and I said, he wrote about that, and I was reading that when I was living up in Nyack, New York.
Wow.
Kala Tara. And I said, wow, that seems amazing. And then, a few years later, when I was working at Anton, and one night I saw you in the living room, I said, oh, my God, that's Carla. I said, is that Carla? Oh, you mean the Carla Tara? And then it was just, it's been strange because, for many years I've been aware of many different people. I have been admirers of theirs, fans of theirs, readers of theirs, and now I know them. I work with them. I associate with them. So it's like that's always been the journey that I've had.
Oh, that's fantastic. I just wanted to mention before we end also that in my workshop that I'm going to teach in the fall about baby boomers, I would stress a lot of things, especially how to spice up your romance, bringing more excitement and passion in your life. I will teach breathing techniques that will take you directly to the enthusiastic cells, that techniques for connection, for connecting love with power. Sometimes people go from sex to the mind and sex, and they leave out the power center and the heart, so it's not as powerful. We need to connect sex with power and with love. But, without power, sex is just like a sneeze in the groin.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to teach, and also I'm going to teach how to be healthy, how to take the right supplements, how to do, that's important. It's a knowledge out there that everybody should have. And July 11th, I'm giving an introduction to Tantra. And people who are just curious about it and they want to spend a day understanding the principles and have good fun would be a good time to be exposed to that.
And so we already have, there is CarlaTara.com.
Yes, CarlaTara.com. And
OneTantra.com,
one being a number one, not the word one.
And then the latest one, which is not there quite yet.
No, it's going to be there the second week in July. It's called BoomingRelationships.com.
BoomingRelationships.com.
Mm-hmm, and I have about 8 articles that I already wrote on the topic. They are going to be available on the web for free.
Oh, wonderful.
So I definitely would like people to come and visit.
Yes, absolutely they should do that.
Okay.
Absolutely they should do that. And I definitely am going to be one of the first ones to visit it.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Yeah. It's been really a great pleasure to talking with you and to be with somebody who appreciates love and sex and excitement and joy good food, all the good things. I really appreciate you a lot.
Well, darling, I'm so happy that you're here, that you agreed to be my guest tonight, and I so deeply appreciate you. You are a true goddess. You are inspiration.
Thank you.
I'm glad that we have you here right now, here in New York City and that you're not off in Hawaii?
No, I go to Hawaii seldom now because there is more need for teaching Tantra here. In Hawaii, you know, they are already more mellow and nature is already tantric and so on. New York is needed more.
Yes,
so
we need you
I'm
here.
Going to stay here more. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
All right, but you're invited to Maui anytime I go there.
Oh,
you
yes.
Come and
yes.
visit.
One day I shall.
I will. I would be happy to have you there for visit.
Oh,
okay.
You. Well, thank you so much. And everyone, please visit callatara.com and onetantra.com.
Yeah.
One be on the lookout for the memories.
And they can look for my book, Lessons from a Tantric Tango Dancer at Amazon.com.
Yeah.
And later on, another book that I wrote on secrets of breath. And it's a secret breath.
Yes, that's the important one.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Buona notte.
Ciao.